from chocolate to coffee to bananas and wine. Fair trade growers supply over 4,500 products in the UK. But without clarity on what a Brexit deal will mean for market access and concern over whether or not a no-deal outcome is possible, they're worried about losing some of their biggest buyers. A report from the Fair Trade Foundation shows the fear over rising tariff levels and more customs bureaucracy, as well as general uncertainty from buyers, is eating into growers' revenue. Well, joining me to discuss this is the report's author, Helen Dennis. Very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us on the programme. Just right at the beginning of all this, you're very worried, obviously, about the uncertainty. I get that. Also, but the main thing is, isn't it, that companies may well step back from their fair trade agreements. Now, can they actually do that? Are fair trade agreements voluntary?
Good morning, Michael. Yes, it's exactly that. That's right. So voluntary fair trade agreements are made by companies, many that your listeners will all know. And those agreements are entered into because those companies want to do the right thing from a sustainability, from an ethics point of view. But obviously, those agreements are not mandatory. Those companies, if the cost of business was to increase as a result of Brexit, whether that's increased tariffs, whether that's increased costs at customs, then there is that risk that the cost gets pushed onto those producers in the supply chain, who are often the most vulnerable and they're less able to voice their concerns.
Now, obviously, the world is an ever-changing place, not just Brexit, not just the EU and all the rest of it. What sort of hedging tactics can fair trade growers actually use? Because this must be happening all over the world. It's not just Brexit, is it, the EU?
I think for the growers themselves, there are very little options, to be honest, because there is so much uncertainty and they have very little power within the system. If you think about the growers of, say, bananas or cocoa farmers, a lot of these producers are in countries where there is still no legal certainty about what is going to happen, what comes next in countries like Kenya, Ghana, the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
And for fair trade companies, they will obviously have their own strategies. They may be trading in dollars. They may be looking at alternative sourcing arrangements. But that will differ from company to company, and it will probably be the smaller companies that are less able to deal with those risks.
And it is entirely possible, is it not, that large supermarkets and all the rest of them may well switch sourcing at some stage?
It's possible. We very much hope that that won't be the case, that there won't be kind of knee-jerk reactions, that where there have been relationships with suppliers that have been built up over time, for example, with a flower farm in Kenya or even in cotton textiles as well, that won't happen, because from our perspective, long-term really good development outcomes that can really work for people who are often in poverty and requires that long-term commitment.
And even though the cost of Brexit is sort of built into where the pound is at the moment, if it weakens considerably, then that's going to hit fair trade exporters as well, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed. And that was what we certainly saw when the pound devalued in 2016. And obviously, it's been a volatile picture since. But that is a big challenge in the system at the moment.
So is there a way through this? I mean, could there be an agreement between the UK and the EU to support trade with developing countries?
I mean, that is the big question. So we're all waiting over the next few months, obviously, UK businesses, but also we wanted to highlight producers as well, need that increased certainty about what is going to happen. One of the things we have been particularly highlighting is the lack of legal certainty about what's going to happen with some of these existing EU agreements, that if they don't transition over or if that access is not guaranteed in another way, particularly in a no-deal scenario, because obviously that's only 6 months away, then that's where there could be some real risk for producers and where we really need to see some more information coming through from government about progress.
Helen Dennis, thank you very much indeed. That's Helen Dennis, their policy and advocacy manager at the Fair Trade Foundation.